It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Pan American Rural Airways. Yes, you heard it right. Travel Bags with Anita is being taken over today by Pan Am. We are gone, but we are certainly not forgotten. And I'm so, so very excited to introduce several of my Pan Am friends for the show so that we can tell the real Pan Am story by the people who actually flew the routes. Now, sit back, fasten your seatbelts, and let's take off, because I know you've heard me talk through the months and years now about my time with Pan Am and how much fun I had and how it was a wonderful airline. And you probably were saying, yeah, right, Nita. That's true. Okay. But now I have three friends here with me today that will actually help me tell this story about some of the great things that we did, the places that we flew, the friends that we made, and just how our life was really changed and really transformed for some people by their time working with Pan Am. So from the beginning with Pan Am in 1927 as a scheduled mail service until its last day of operation, December 4th, 1991. I remember that day. I think it will be etched in my memory for forever. Pan Am was always out there doing all the first things in the airline industry and offering air service that really shrank the globe and offered opportunities for people to fly all around the world in a matter of a couple of hours. So if you were looking for the glamour back in the day, you certainly chose Pan Am. And we consider ourselves still kind of glamorous here, these former Pan Am flight attendants that are sitting here with me. So who I have joining me today is Joy Losey, who flew from 1966 to 1978. And she's actually a Gainesville girl. So woohoo! Welcome to the show, Joy. Glad to have someone from Gainesville joining me.
Thank you.
And she worked for Brunel, so our intern is actually attending Brunel right now. And also Nancy McAllister, who flew from 1973 to 1978, and she's in the studio with me. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Thank you, Anita.
And Yvonne Havas, who flew from 1966 to 1973, is in the studio with me as well. And you also flew for Delta, too, part of the time, didn't you?
No, I didn't. My husband did.
Oh, it was your husband. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. I knew you had a Delta connection mm-hmm. there somewhere in there. But now let's jump right in because, you know, I know you guys get these questions all the time. So it's great to have some folks here to share them with me. Now, why did you become a flight attendant? Yvonne, why don't I start with you with that? Why did you become a flight attendant?
Actually, it was suggested to me by friends. I was living in Southern California at the time, and somebody mentioned it, and I thought, oh, great idea.
So there you have it.
Yep.
And you know, for a lot of us, it was really that easy. What about you, Joy? Was it sort of that easy as well?
It actually was something I sort of fell into, Anita. I was living in Denver, Colorado, and I had three roommates. One of them saw in the newspaper that Pan Am was interviewing downtown at one of the hotels. I was the only one who had a car, so she convinced me to call in sick to go to the interview.
Oh, wow.
I really didn't expect anything. She was the one who wanted the job. But when I got there and read all the information they had out, then I became kind of excited about it and ended up being hired. So it was really kind of a fluke for me.
And your friend?
Unfortunately not.
Well, did you stay friends after that?
Yes, we did.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, we did.
And I'm sure she was happy for you.
Now, sort of.
But that's one of those stories I think you may have to tell us a little bit later, a little bit more about that, because, yeah, I can imagine if it was her dream and now you were living it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little bit awkward
here and there. And Nancy, what about you? How did you decide to become a flight attendant?
Well, my father was a Pan Am pilot, and so I grew up looking at the Pan Am calendar on the kitchen wall every day of my life, reading about a Pan Am plane taking off or landing somewhere in the world every 90 seconds, and looking at all of the glamorous destinations that one could go to. And there was never any doubt in my mind that that is what I wanted to do.
Well, then what was your favorite destination?
You know, that's really hard. I certainly Rome would be at the top of that list, mm-hmm. and London, and probably Rio, maybe Tokyo or Hong Kong.
a true Pan Am flight attendant. It's really hard to narrow that question down.
It is.
What about you, Eva? Did you have a favorite destination?
Hong Kong, definitely. Yeah. And Tahiti. Mm-hmm. Australia.
Oh, yeah. I still love Australia. Yeah. I still have the opportunity sometimes to go there, and it's just, I still love Australia. And Joey, what about you? Any favorite destinations?
You know, it just kind of depended on where I wanted to go at the time. I was based in L.A. for a couple years, and so I flew the round-the-world trips. So that was really a great trip to have, where you just went, just touched down on every continent, all the main cities. And so I would say that more than a favorite place, I had a favorite trip, and that was it, the round-the-world trip.
So tell us a little bit more about that. So how many days was that if you were going around the world?
It would be about 12 to 14 days, depending on where you stopped. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if from L.A., we took what was called the polar flight, which would go eastbound to London. And then but we stopped all along the way where we didn't have layovers. We'd stop in Frankfurt, Istanbul. Mm-hmm. Layover would be in Beirut, sometimes Tehran. We would go on then to Pakistan or to India. Our next layover would be New Delhi. And then we would go on to Bangkok, Hong Kong, Tokyo, then Honolulu, and then back to L.A. So we hit we hit some really great cities on that trip. And I always liked the exotic places. I liked Beirut and Bangkok and Hong Kong and Delhi. So it was exciting.
Well, yeah. And I think I'm right along with you on that. It was always those exotic places where the culture was very different, almost the opposite of what I grew up with, that were really my favorite places to go.
Yes.
So loved India as well. Loved Hong Kong. Like we just mentioned, Yvonne, you know, Australia was definitely a favorite place.
I'll just add another great thing about that trip was when you got back, you had 2 weeks off.
That is great. That's unheard of too nowadays for flight attendants and stewardess. Now, I really want to ask you guys this question. How did Pan Am influence how you are today with all of this travel and all the things that you did? Nancy, why don't I start with you? How did that change your life or influence you?
Well, I think it taught us to be comfortable in most any given situation.
Mm-hmm. So really, you could just almost end up in any situation and figure out how to handle yourself.
Pretty much so, because you were thrown into all different types of situations, and they were thrown at you from all different kinds of people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you had to learn how to think quickly on your feet and how to react in a proper manner.
Right, a proper manner, too. That's the key. That's the key part. What about you, Yvonne?
I have to agree with Nancy. Confidence was big. What I lacked initially, I had when I put on the uniform. It's like being an actress. All of a sudden, you could make these public announcements. And the confidence came through that, and then you grow with it. And
that is a really good point. And I think I hadn't really thought about that with myself, but I agree with you on that. You know, for a shy girl growing up in South Georgia and being thrown into the role of Pan Am, when I put on that uniform, there were a lot of things I could do and situations I felt very comfortable confronting. And before we end up this segment here, Joe, what about you? Is there anything that, you know, really stands out in your mind of how Pan Am really changed you?
Oh, yes. I mean, absolutely. My world view, my view of the world. It was totally changed by working for Pan Am. I learned so much more than the small world I'd lived in before being a small town girl.
Wow, wow, wow. And I want to hear more about this, about how a small town girl goes to Pan Am, because like I said, I did it. So you guys sit tight. We're going to take a commercial break right here. This show is being brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. If you want more information, look on their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Back in a few minutes on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't